Good evening, everybody. It's great to be here and to just share with you about the work in Lesotho. For those who've been with us there previously, you might remember that we were called Lesotho Project. We had a small name change at the end of last year. It's now called Lesotho Mission, for the simple reason that we believe a project is something that you start and that you end, and we are not planning to end. So we are a mission. And also, you will notice that me and Lulu, we are in Semongkong, and we've also got this another couple that also falls under Lesotho Mission now, and they're in Roma. They are ministering amongst the students. They've got a church on the university campus in Roma, and they are busy branching out to Maseru at this stage.
It's awesome to be here and to see so many faces we already know. For those who don't know, we've got four main focus areas. The first is that through evangelism and discipleship, we want to plant strong local churches that can impact communities and change those areas. The next one is our Bible school, Bible college. That's where we equip current leaders, upcoming leaders, new leaders, to really get stuck into the Word of God and to have a pure gospel-based Bible knowledge so that the pure gospel can be preached. And then we've also got the shepherd school. That's not where the young men and boys are being taught how to be shepherds. They all know that. But that's basically literacy and numeracy to shepherds, because a lot of them don't get the opportunity to go to school due to poverty. And then the last one is our Mahali groups, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that later.
Maybe for those of you who don't know much about Lesotho, I know we sometimes live in our little cocoons, and we don't see outside of that. But just a little bit of statistics about Lesotho. Lesotho has got a population of about 2.2 million people. And of that, about 40% of that population lives under the international poverty line of $1.25 per day. Also, one in every three people in Lesotho are affected by the food crisis. Although Lesotho gets a lot of rain, although Lesotho is nice and green, Lesotho still faces about three times in every 10 years, they can face a total crop failure. And many of the people up in the highlands where we live are subsistence farmers. So they derive their income and their food from what they grow. Also, Lesotho has got the third highest HIV infection rate in the world at present. And 23% of people between 15 and 49 are HIV positive, and 37,000 children under the age of 14 are HIV positive. And the result of that about a quarter of the population of Lesotho children, 490,000, are orphans and vulnerable children.
Towards the end of the second half of last year, as we went around to villages and schools and speaking to teachers and headmasters and chiefs, we kept on asking them, what's the biggest problem you face? What's your challenges? And time again, it came out, we've got problems with orphans, and specifically behavioral problems. They've got a place to sleep, they've got some food to eat, but they're disrespectful, they steal, they fight, they lie. How can you guys help us? So we went to the government high school in Semongkong. There's two high schools in Semongkong, and we've got a good relationship with the government high school. The other one is a Roman Catholic high school. And we spoke to the headmaster there, and she confirms she faces exactly the same problems in the high school there. So we said, but okay, how about you give us your 20 worst children? And we put them in an orphan support group, and we start working with them, building value into them, and do you think this can work? She said, it's a brilliant idea, but we've got a problem. I can't give you 20. So we said, okay, how many can you give us? And she said, I'll have to give you four groups of 30 children. So we were prepared to start working with 20 children, and suddenly we had 120. And at the same time, we went to a church primary school, and we thought that maybe we can get sort of 10 children from there. And they gave us 35 children divided into two groups. So suddenly we had six groups, 155 children, and we were shouting help.
Yeah, with 20 children, I think we could have maybe still make it work. But with 155 children, we were completely out of our depth. We didn't know what to do. We desperately needed a program. We needed material. So we started calling around, seeing what can we get. And long story short, we came in contact with a group called Resilient Kids SA. They're based in Cape Town. And they've been working for about 10 years already with orphans and vulnerable children in the community surrounding Cape Town. Besides that, they have also, over this period of time, developed a training material to train members of the communities to run these groups. And they have been actually presenting this training to NGOs and NPOs throughout the whole of Africa. And they said, well, what we will do for you is we will come to Semonkong, and you need to get a couple of people together, and we will come and actually train you. We're not just going to give you the material to do it, but we're actually going to come and train you to work with these children. So from the 10th, from the 6th to the 10th of January this year, they actually came to Semonkong and they trained 15 people in total, us included, to run these groups on a weekly basis.
I need the mic, sweetheart. After the training, we say to the people, please go home and go and pray about it. Your involvement. You know we've got this awesome need. Because we realized that the amount of orphans we were working with already was not even the tip of the iceberg. And we don't want you to make an emotional decision. Go and pray about it and come back next week and then tell us, would you be prepared to get involved or not? And the day before we left Lesotho, because we've been on the road now for 7 weeks doing a bit of holiday and a lot of church visits, we actually had a meeting with all those people that were trained, and every one of them came on board. So the result is we've got 10 new local volunteers. After we left Lesotho, Ndadi Julius, that works with us, and you guys that's been up there with us, knows Ndadi Julius, he went back to the schools that we were working in and renewing our commitment to keep on working there and also approaching new schools. And the awesome news came back while we were on leave that there's 22 groups running currently, reaching more than 600 children in four schools.
We also at that time realized we were calling this orphan support groups. And in a sense, when we call it that, we're actually labeling these children. And it is a negative connotation to these groups. So we asked the volunteers and we said, what do you think we can actually call these groups? Something that is positive and uplifting. So they came up with the name Mohali Groups, and Mohali meaning hero, because we want these children to become the heroes of tomorrow.
Moving forward, we'll have regular meetings with the volunteers, evaluating the program, see where we need to tweak things, giving input to them, mentoring them, discipling them, so they can be full to give to these children they're working with. And one of the ladies that were trained is from Dorcas Aid. Dorcas Aid is a Dutch relief organization that also work in Semonkong, and one of the stuff that they do is working with orphans as well. And she was so amazed by this program. And she said, please, can you help us? We're working into 16 villages around Semonkong. And once a month, those 16 villages need to send between 3 and 5 representatives from that village to address the orphan problems in those villages. Please, can you present this Resilient SA Kid training to those representatives? So this whole training is not only staying in Semonkong and the schools there. It is going wider and wider through the community around us.
We also have secured more training because we realize that we need more training, and we also want to get more volunteers in to be trained. So from the 20th to the 31st of July this year, we've already set up that these people will come back to Semonkong and come and train more people. Firstly, train more new volunteers. And there's also an opportunity maybe for, if there's some of you who would be interested in being trained to work with orphans and vulnerable children in the communities around Bloemfontein or wherever you come from. You can come and speak to us, come and speak to Tim, speak to Alistair when he's back, and let's make a plan and get you there on those dates so you can actually be trained to and properly be trained and equipped to work with these children. Also, there will be a refresher course with existing leaders, as well as that we will also train some people to actually present this training in future, so we don't always need to get the guys from Cape Town. And then lastly, what we want to do is they're also going to assist us to establish a child caring forum, which is brilliant because that is where we're going to get the leaders of the community together to form a forum where they're going to set the pace and the standards for care for children, and where they will be able to say, well, in our community, this is our standards. This is what we accept for our children, and this is what we don't accept for our children.
Another exciting news is some of you might know that we've bought land last year, almost 5,100 square meters, and we're at the point of starting to develop this land. We urgently and desperately need team accommodation as well as community center.
For those who've seen the land, maybe just there's a plan of what we want to do on it. Our first phase is we want to obviously develop team accommodation. The lodge where some of you have stayed in the past have just been closed down like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. So we've got a problem there. And so we need to urgently start building on that. So also we need some muscles from them, the guys to come and help us to lay the bricks and stuff. We want to build a 250-seater community hall so that we can have conferences and get the community together. And then we also need accommodation for our long-term staff. We're actually getting a young girl from Arkansas University in May. She's coming for 9 months to come and join us. So we're quite excited about that.
So how can you partner with us? Please pray for us. We're fighting in the forefront. The Rekkies have gone before, but we're the guys that daily face battles, spiritually, physically, emotionally. Life is very simple up in the highlands, and we love it there, but it can become very challenging. The next thing also that we need is more teams. Teams strengthen and multiply our hands, and Shofar Bloemfontein has been so faithful. You guys helped us so much in getting turning a chicken shed into a home for us, and we value that, and we thank you guys for that, but we're looking forward to a long partnership with you guys. And then also lastly, we need finances to make all of this happen.
Okay, for those who are not yet following us, we do daily updates on Facebook of what we're up to, so you can just come and befriend us there if you're not yet a friend, and we'd like to be your friend. It's lonely in the mountains. But yeah, you can see every day what we do. And then also we've just got a brand new website, lesothomission.org. We've got some brochures. I think I left it actually there on the sound desk. You can just pick up one there. The website address is on there. Everything that you need to know is on it. And even our newsletter get published on it. So, and if you don't get our newsletter yet, you can just go on the website and you can actually sign up through the website to get our newsletter. Thank you.